Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Zen Stories for an Anxious Heart by Haruki Sora is a short story collection designed to soothe a busy mind through simple, reflective Zen-style parables. Framed for modern readers dealing with anxiety, overthinking, and restless nights, the book offers 27 brief narratives that point toward steadier attention, gentler self-talk, and a calmer relationship with uncertainty. Rather than teaching theory or demanding strict meditation practice, it uses everyday situations and symbolic encounters to nudge the reader toward a quieter inner stance. The stories are meant to be read slowly, revisited, and applied in small moments, especially when the mind starts spinning. As part of the Zen Stories for Adults series, the book aims to make contemplative wisdom approachable, using clarity and emotional warmth over complex philosophy. Readers can treat it like a bedside companion, a reset between tasks, or a tool to shift perspective during stressful days. I will give you key takeaways from this book firstly. Using parables to interrupt anxious thought loops, a central strength of Zen-inspired storytelling is how it bypasses argument and goes straight to insight. This book leans on that advantage by presenting compact situations that mirror common anxious patterns, such as catastrophizing, perfectionism, and the need to control outcomes. Instead of telling the reader to stop overthinking, a story can reveal the cost of mental grasping and the relief of letting experience be simpler than the mind insists. The reader is guided to notice how thoughts multiply when they are treated as urgent facts, and how quickly they soften when seen as passing mental events. Because parables rely on image and implication, they can land emotionally in a way a checklist cannot, creating a natural pause in the loop. That pause is the opening where calmer choices become possible. Over time, repeated exposure to this kind of narrative logic can train a different reflex to step back, breathe, and ask what is actually happening right now. The collection is structured for quick reading, which makes it easy to practice this interruption frequently, turning small moments into a steady habit of perspective shifting. Secondly, mindfulness in ordinary moments. Not perfect conditions, many anxious readers struggle with advice that assumes spacious time, quiet rooms, and consistent motivation. A practical theme in Zen stories is that awakening and calm are found in the middle of ordinary life, not outside it. The book uses simple scenes and everyday dilemmas to emphasize that presence is available during chores, conversations, commuting, and small disappointments. This matters because overthinking often thrives when life feels like a problem to solve rather than an experience to live. By bringing attention back to basic sensory reality, breath, posture, and immediate tasks, the reader can reduce the mental load that comes from replaying the past or rehearsing the future. The stories also normalize distraction and imperfection, pointing out that returning to the moment is the practice, not a failure. But this approach helps anxious minds because it reframes calm as a skill of returning, again and again, rather than a fragile nude that must be preserved. The result is a more forgiving path where micro-practices accumulate. Even a single mindful sip of tea or a deliberate step becomes a reminder that peace is not a distant finish line. Thirdly, letting go of control and befriending uncertainty. Anxiety often intensifies when the mind believes safety depends on predicting and managing every outcome. Zen teaching repeatedly points to the limits of control and the suffering created by clinging. In this collection, the stories encourage the reader to loosen the grip on certainty and adopt a more flexible relationship with change. Rather than portraying acceptance as resignation, the narratives tend to frame it as realism. Life moves, conditions shift, and the self cannot hold everything in place. This shift is powerful for overthinkers because it reduces the internal demand to resolve every question immediately. When uncertainty is treated as a normal feature of living, the nervous system can stop sounding alarms for situations that are merely unknown, not truly dangerous. The reader is guided to distinguish between what can be influenced right now and what must be allowed to unfold. That distinction can reduce rumination and decision fatigue. It also supports better relationships, since the need to control often shows up as tension, reassurance seeking, or conflict avoidance. By practicing letting go in small symbolic ways, the reader can build tolerance for ambiguity and feel more steady even when answers are not available. Fourthly, self-compassion as a response to inner noise. Behind many anxious cycles is a harsh inner voice that treats stress as personal failure. Zen stories can soften this by revealing the humanity of struggle and the possibility of kindness without self-indulgence. The book uses gentle moral turns to show that clarity often arises when the mind stops fighting itself. Instead of trying to defeat anxiety, the reader is encouraged to meet it with understanding, patience, and a willingness to listen to what it is protecting. This matters for sleep and emotional regulation, because self-criticism keeps the body activated. Compassion, by contrast, signals safety and can downshift the stress response. The stories also point toward humility, reminding readers that wisdom is not about being flawless but about being awake to what is happening, including discomfort. that perspective can reduce shame around intrusive thoughts, racing mind episodes, or setbacks and habits. Practical self-compassion looks like allowing a bad day without building a bad identity, or choosing a small supportive action instead of an extreme fix. Over time, this changes the internal climate from adversarial to cooperative. A calmer inner relationship makes it easier to make consistent choices, set boundaries, and recover faster when life becomes noisy. Lastly, bedtime reading as a calming ritual for better sleep. The promise of short, soothing stories aligns well with what many people need at night, a gentle transition out of stimulation and into rest. For anxious sleepers, the problem is often not just tiredness, but a mind that refuses to power down. A brief story can act as a bridge, offering a single thread of attention that is softer than scrolling and less demanding than problem solving. The book is positioned for this role, with compact pieces that can be read in a few minutes and then contemplated without effort. A helpful theme here is replacing mental chasing with quiet reflection, which prepares the body for sleep. The stories can also become anchors for a consistent bedtime routine, signaling to the brain that it is time to slow. Readers may find it useful to pair a story with a few breaths, dim light, and a simple intention, such as letting today be finished. Because the narratives are meant to be revisited, they can build familiarity, and familiarity reduces arousal. The overall effect is not a quick cure, but a dependable practice that reduces late-night overthinking and supports a more peaceful drift into sleep. In conclusion, this book is best suited for adults who feel mentally overactive, emotionally tense, or stuck in repetitive worry, especially readers who want calming guidance without dense philosophy or heavy self-help frameworks. It can also serve people who are curious about Zen-style wisdom but prefer practical, story-based learning over formal meditation instruction. The main benefit is how easily the lessons fit into real life. By offering short narratives that encourage pausing, noticing the present moment, and loosening the urge to control, the book helps readers create space between a stressful trigger and their habitual reaction. That space can improve daily decision-making, emotional resilience, and the ability to settle at night. Compared to similar anxiety books that rely on step-by-step programs, this collection stands out by being lightweight, repeatable, and ritual-friendly. You can open to any story, read for a few minutes, and still walk away with a usable shift in perspective. It is worth buying for readers who want a gentle bedside companion, a quick reset during hectic days, and a consistent reminder that calm can be practiced in small moments rather than chased as a perfect state. If you would like to support Haruki Sora, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.